All right, now joining us on the line is Congressman Peter King. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm fine. All right. So tell me, not a lot of details or specifics in this agreement with North Korea, but I think we're moving in the right direction. Where do you stand on this?
Yeah, it's the beginning of a long process. It's not going to be easy, but I think the president is doing the right thing. He has to watch it very carefully because you were dealing with a ruthless, lying dictator. On the other hand, I think because of the president's diplomacy, because of his threats, because of the sanctions, North Korea is in pretty bad shape right now, and that's why they're coming to the table. There's no love here. It's not because Kim Jong-un has certainly had an epiphany. No, he realizes that his future is at stake. So I believe we have to keep the pressure on. We have to insist that every agreement along the way, every detail be complied with. And right now it's at the early stages. But to me, it's a very, very positive step, considering that when President Obama was leaving office, he told President-elect Trump at the time that this would be his most serious issue, that this was close to being a calamity with North Korea. So, yes, it's a real very positive step in the right direction. And I would hope that people not be jumping in criticizing every specific detail at this stage, because there's a lot of moving parts here. And it's something that's going to have to be given a chance to take shape. And we'll know soon enough whether or not North Korea is serious or not.
Congressman. Yeah. Good morning, yes. Congressman. I just want to say good morning.
And how are you?
And you say there are critics. Okay, now let's go down a couple of the criticisms. Number one, which I don't happen to agree with, you know, he's being criticized for cozying up and giving this stage to a brutal dictator. You know, personally, I think that's okay. I mean, you got to start somewhere, and if you want to negotiate, you got to negotiate with the guy. So I don't think that's fair criticism. But I do think, the president saying Kim loves his people and the people love Kim, I don't buy that one. And I'm not a big fan of him without telling South Korea that we're going to do away with war exercises.
Okay, now as far as loving his people, the president there is to me obviously talking in hyperbole. It's almost putting pressure on Kim Jong-un. If you do love your people, if you do really care about your country, this is what you have to do. To me, that's sort of putting the guy in defense. Hey, I know you love your country, so you got to go ahead with this. I don't think for a moment President Trump thinks that Kim Jong-un loves his people. To me, that's all part of the talk to put him on defense. And but again, it's so far it's working out. As far as the exercises and the training exercises, what was said, what wasn't with South Korea, I don't know. I mean, this could be the president's way of telling South Korea that he's going to be calling the shots a lot in this. He's not going to be bound necessarily by South Korea. And again, you know, this is something that could be restarted on a moment's notice. I know when President Nixon went to China the first time, people were saying there were too many concessions made, you know, in Taiwan and everything. Listen, we're the big players here, and if the president wants to assert it this way, fine. Now, if it turns out 6 months from now that we gave in too much, then, you know, they don't know about that. But he's the one in the room. He's the one who does see the big picture. And that was a decision that he made.
Yes, I think we have to give him some room. But Congress has a lot of say in foreign policy. So I imagine, Congressman, that you guys are going to be monitoring the situation, watching the agreement, and you will have criticisms if you don't think it passes.
The way, guys, just so you know, the president just tweeted this minute, and he must have been listening to us, Congressman. He says, "We save a fortune by not doing war games as long as we are negotiating in good faith, which both sides are." So that kind of echoes what you were saying.
Yeah, and that's, again, we don't know what all that Kim has said he's going to do as far as certain steps he may be taking. You know, we'll be looking at that. But listen, no, I agree. I think Congress should be very involved and it should be constructive criticism. Certainly ask some questions. But I just wouldn't be jumping out of the box saying this is wrong or that's right. But no, there should be, to me, especially the Foreign Affairs Committee, Foreign Relations Committee, they should be very much involved. But I'm just saying, do it at a level where we're asking intelligent questions, constructive questions. And listen, this is going to take a combined effort, especially since the president did say at the start that he's going to be submitting this to Congress. Now, if it's going to be submitted to the Senate, that's going to take a 2/3 vote. Yeah. So it's going to have to be bipartisan involvement.
Do you think he really will include you, though? I mean, this president, Congressman, does have a way of going off on his own and making announcements without telling anybody else. Can you get some assurances from him that he will consult Congress?
Yeah, and I mean, to this extent, he's where he has to, in that the Secretary of State is responsible to the both the House and the Senate as far as coming up to testify. Now, will everything be told? No. I mean, I don't think any president ever has. But bottom line is, this is not going to happen overnight. And I think we are going to see, in fact, we have to see, serious congressional involvement. I'm not giving the president a blank check on this. Believe me, this is a serious, serious issue. And we have to be very concerned that, you know, one wrong decision here, and it could be all over. So, it has to be monitored. But again, all I'm saying is not to have the knee-jerk criticism of every decision that's made, because it should be at least put in context. And I'm sure when the president comes back and Mike Pompeo comes back, who I have a great regard for. I've known Mike for a number of years. We sat together in the Intelligence Committee for 5 years, 6 years, and 4 years, I guess it was. And Mike is extremely hawkish on North Korea. He's an extremely smart guy, and he will be in contact with us. And so, again, is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy. And you're right, the president often, you know, he marches to his own drummer. But again, to get things done, he's going to have to be in contact with the, you know, with the Congress.
All right. More important than Korea, Congressman, what are you going to do about the Mets?
Well, I tell you, I really thought that they had a chance to at the very least be a playoff team this year. And I remember after the first 12 games, I was thinking, well, if the Mets just play 500 ball from here on in,
right,
pretty much guaranteed a playoff spot. I don't know. I mean, it just seems like it's one position after another. And what's it, 12 or 13 guys on the DL? Have they put Cabrera on the DL yet? I don't know. He was the one that was, you know, the latest one to be hurt. Yeah. I've never seen a team get so many injuries. I don't know whether it's a jinx or they brought in a whole new training squad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was out in spring training, and I was pretty arrogantly predicting at least, you know, first or second in the East, and I was already ordering my World Series ticket. So,
well, I think there should be a congressional investigation. That's what I think.
I would think so. And I don't know, maybe just like the calling off the training exercise in South Korea, maybe they should away with spring training.
We need better training exercises. That's with the Mets. There you go.
All right, Congressman Peter King.
Thanks, Congressman.
Always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining us.
Terrific. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, bye-bye.